Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in the matchless name of our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, that we come on this morning with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude. We come with praise and we come with thanksgiving. Father God, we come confessing every sin. Wherever we have come short of your glory, Father, we ask that you would forgive us, Father, for every sin of omission and every sin of commission. Father God, we come, Father God, confessing our sins before you, and we are so grateful, Father, that if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so, Father God, we say thank you. We thank you, Father, for how you watched over us as we slept, as we slumber, as we rested during the midnight hours, Father, protecting us from danger, seen and unseen. And Father, we bless you, for we know it was not our alarm systems or our security gates or our animals or, Father God, our weapons or war, but Father God, it was you and your guardian angels watching over us. And Father, we say thank you, because unless the Lord watch a house, build a house, we labor in vain. So we say thank you, Father. And as we rise on this morning, Father, we ask that you will squash every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has set up to come against us this day, Father. And we say thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that rises in judgment, it is already condemned. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you. Thank you for new mercies we see this morning. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. God, we're so grateful. Thank you for Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior, our chief intercessor. Thank you, Father, for the precious Holy Spirit. Thank you for a host of angels watching over us. Thank you, Father. Lord, we bless your name. We honor your name. You're great. You're mighty. You're great. Thank you, God. Thank you for every good and every perfect gift which comes from above. Thank you for our services on today, Father. Thank you for making a way out of no way. Thank you, Father God, that we can pay the phone bills and pay the cell phone bills, the internet bills, and Father God, the radio bills, the internet bills, and all the bills, the electricity bills, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you for what we can do. Thank you, God. Father, as your word goes out today, Father God, we ask that you and you alone will be glorified, that your people will be edified. And we already know that Satan is horrified. But we say thank you, Father, for your lordship over our lives. And we are blessed because of you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Now, Father, we embrace the gifts of this brand new day that we have never seen before, thanking you for it, and now surrendering the day back over to you, that you will unfold this day any kind of which way you want it to flow. And we bless you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And may the words of our mouth, thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. And as you taught your disciples to say, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And the Lord, and we say, hallelujah, and the church say, amen, amen, and amen. Bless the name of the Lord, bless the name of the Lord, bless the name of the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, saints, our brothers and sisters in the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, lottie-dottie, everybody under the sound of my voice. Good morning. Amen. It's a good morning. Amen. This is a day that the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing in it. Amen. We're not mumbling. We're not grumbling. We're not complaining. We're not thinking negative. We're not thinking, glory be to God, and focusing on what we don't have and what we could have had. But we're thanking God for what we do have. And this morning we have him. Amen. And that's something to be happy about. Amen. Hallelujah. Little is much if God is in it. And so we bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. Welcome to the morning altar. Amen. I am your host and your kingdom coach on this beautiful morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda, bringing you greetings from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We want to say TGIF, today God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and seeking first his righteousness. Hallelujah, and to God be praise. Hallelujah, if this is your first time with us, amen, please. First of all, we want to welcome you. We want to welcome you in the name of the Lord, amen. And we invite you to come in and have a seat. Have a seat at the breakfast table. Enjoy the services. There's no time and distance in the spirit. Amen. And man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And so we bless the Lord on today. Amen. We want to thank God. Amen. Today is our, I think it's number 19. Amen. Let me see. Let me see. No, number 16. Number 16 and our 21 days of fasting. Amen. So we're counting down. Amen. For the home stretch. Amen. On this last week. Amen and amen. And so we want to thank God for the victory, for the quiet time. Amen. For the revelations. We want to, amen, thank God for. It's just been beautiful. And it's not over with yet. And it's not over with yet. Amen. And so we bless the name of the Lord. Amen. We want to talk to you for a couple minutes this morning. Glory be to God, about the secret place. Amen. The Lord has secret places, beloved. And we want to talk about that this morning and see how that ties into fasting. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts, hallelujah, is acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name. Father God, we say thank you. Beloved, amen. Got a couple scriptures I want to share with you this morning, so I pray that you have your notebook and your pad. In the book of Isaiah, chapter number 45, verse number 3, and let me start reading in verse number 2, Isaiah 45, and it reads like this. I will go before you and level the mountains. I will break down the gates of bronze through the bars of iron. Verse number 3. I will give you the treasures of darkness and the riches hidden in secret places, so that you may know that I am the Lord, the God of Israel, who calls you by name. Ooh, Lord have mercy. We can shout right now. We just getting started. We can shout on the first scripture. Oh, my God. The Lord says there is, amen, some riches. But they're not easy to find, because if it was easy to find, the world would add it by now. There's some riches. There's some riches, amen. There's some hidden wisdom. There's some hidden resources. There's some hidden money. Oh, Lord have mercy. Woo! But they're in secret places. See? So that's why the Lord said, I'm the one that got to give it to you, because it's in secret. Beloved, all throughout the Bible, the Lord speaks about secrets. When we even look at the book of Daniel, I don't know if we spent this time in Daniel or not, but don't make no difference. Amen. Hallelujah. In Daniel, after the execution order to have all the wise men killed, because the king was going to kill all the wise men, because the king had a dream, not only could the king not interpret his dream, the king forgot what the dream was. Now, I want you to come over here and tell me what I dreamt last night. And then after you tell me what I dreamt, then interpret it. And the king, so he must have been an arrogant, very arrogant king. Because he was going to kill him. He was going to kill the wise men. You can read about it in Daniel chapter number 2. Glory be to God. And so the Bible tells us what Daniel did. And we thank God for how God used Brother Daniel. See, Daniel said, give me a little bit of time. Just give me a little bit of time. Why? He said, let me just have a little talk. Let's let me go seek the face of the Father. See, Daniel asked the king for a little bit of time because Daniel wanted, amen, to go into prayer and fasting. See, Daniel and his three friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they sought God, and God revealed the secret to Daniel. This out. God revealed somebody else's secret to Daniel. Ooh, baby, let me tell you, it's a terrible thing to mess around with a man or a true woman or man of God. Because God to tell them your secrets. Oh, sookie, sookie. Father God, thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The hidden was revealed. Now, it didn't come easy now. It didn't come easy and didn't come without a price. See? But Daniel had to press in through fasting. Beloved, fasting is to get us to press in. We press in. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because when we read in Daniel chapter number 2, verse number 19, it says, then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. I want you to notice the words, beloved, in verse number 19. It says, then was the secret revealed. Then was the secret revealed. God will reveal secrets. But when was the secret revealed to Daniel? After he took time to seek God in prayer and fasting. Daniel then went before the king. See, he didn't go before him. He didn't go on his own strength. He didn't go on his own revelation. See? He said, I ain't doing nothing until I talk to God first through prayer and fasting, because Daniel had to go deep. Come on now. We've been talking about going deeper since the beginning of this year. Daniel had to go deeper in the spirit. How do you go deeper in the spirit? You go deeper in the spirit to unlock the treasures of God, to unlock the hidden things of God. You go deeper in the spirit through fasting. When Daniel went before the king even asked Daniel. He said, wait a minute, Daniel. He said, are you sure you can do this? are you sure, boy? Huh? But look how Daniel answered in verse number 27 and verse number 28. He says, the secret thing which the king have demanded cannot the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, the soothsayers show unto the king. But there is a God in heaven that reveals secrets. Ah, come on, somebody. Come on. Come on. Let's stop right here and give the Lord a praise break. Let's give the Lord a praise break right here. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yay, hallelujah. It says that the magicians couldn't do it. The soothsayers couldn't do it. They couldn't do it with white magic. They couldn't do it with black magic. The astrologers couldn't do it through the stars. Huh? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Man's extremity is God's opportunity to work. But he said, but there is a God in heaven that reveals secrets. I don't care what type of secrets. Glory be to God. Your spouse got some secrets. Oh, really? Your children think they got some secrets? Mm-hmm. Your boss think they got some secrets? Look, baby. Shoot, the government got some secrets? God is a revealer of secrets. Hallelujah. God will take you into other people's business. Daniel 2 and 22. He reveals deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and light dwells with him. Glory be to God. I'm so happy about it. Huh? Those secret weapons that the enemy has set up to bring you down, the nets that people have laid out for you to fall into, strategizing against you, like they did with Joseph. Amen. Hallelujah. His own kin folks tried to take him out. Glory be to God, but God will reveal the secrets. Let me tell you something. The Bible says that God, amen, judges the hearts of all man. Because man judges the outward appearance, but God judges the heart. God will, glory be to God, reveal to you what's on the heart of somebody else. You see why? You can't fool a real man or woman of God. You can't fool, because God, let me tell you something. When we look in the book of Elijah, beloved, they said that Elijah could tell you what was going on in your bedroom. He could tell you the conversation that you and your spouse had that night, and Elijah was on the other side of the town. I say there's no time and distance in the spirit, and God is the spirit, and he knows everything that's going on around the universe. He is omnipresent. He's every place at the same time. Glory be. You can't hide nothing from God. You can't hide your thoughts. You can't hide your ideas. You can't hide your money. You can't hide your affairs. You can't hide nothing from God. Woo, because God already know, and he will reveal. Glory be to God. Once more, beloved, hallelujah. He said the secret which the king had demanded. This is what Daniel said. There is a God in heaven that reveals secrets. Beloved, we read in Psalms 91 and 1, it says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. The secret place. I want you to get it now. Psalms 91 and 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place. You have to be a dweller in the Lord's house. You have to reside there. You have to abide. This is your place of residence because the Lord's house is a secret place. This is why the devil hasn't touched you yet, because he can't find you. Oh, thank you. The devil been looking for you, but he can't find you because you're living in the secret place. Oh, my God. Psalms 25 and 14. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. You see that? The secret. The Lord has secrets. You're not the only one with secrets. Hey, I know you got a bunch of them too. But guess God got some too. See. Now, look, we shouldn't want to know somebody else's secret. You hear people say, I think they got a secret. I think they got a secret. I could care less about your secret. The secret I want to know is, what's the Lord's secret? Because his secret is the one that holds value. His secret is the one that holds weight. Hallelujah. And he says, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. If you fear God, then God will reveal his secrets unto you. Psalms 44 and 21. Shall not God search this out? For he knoweth the secrets of the heart. That's why the Bible tells us, beloved, that God is a spirit, and we who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Because he knoweth the secrets of the heart. Three things are in place here, beloved, when we look at these particular scriptures. Number one, the secret place of the Most High. There is a secret place in God. Number two, the revealer of secrets. He is the revealer of secrets. And number three, the secret of the Lord. Amos, glory be to God, chapter 3. Amen. Let's just go there. Write this down in your notes, beloved. Amos, chapter number 3, verse number 7. This is what it says. It says, surely the sovereign Lord does nothing without revealing his plan to his servants, the prophets. See? Glory, revealing his secrets. Amen. Glory be to God. Let me go to the King James. There you go. Surely the Lord God does nothing unless he reveals his secret to his servants, the prophets. Hallelujah. Let's just write this scripture down to go to Mark. Amen. Chapter number 4. Amen. Verse number 22. Mark 4 and 22. Give me 1 second here. Mark 4 and 22 says this. It says, for there is nothing hidden which will not be revealed, nor has anything been kept secret, but that it should come to light. You see that? Why? Because God is a revealer of secrets when we get into the secret place. Now, you got to come to a place in God to get that high privilege. See, glory be to God. To get those classified documents. You're not going to get that from the other side of the arena or the ballpark. You got to come close and go deeper in God to the secret place that comes through fasting. As we see that, glory be to God, hallelujah, in Daniel. But beloved, from these scriptures and many other scriptures in the Bible, we can deduce that there is a secret place that we can go into. And when we do, we have a divine encounter with God the Father, who is the revealer of secrets, who will then give you the secrets of the Lord. And that will trigger an open reward. Why? Because Matthew 6 and 18 says this. Appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father, which is in secret, and thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. Woo! I close on that. I close on that. So you're going to go into a deeper place with God. You're pressing into the secret place in God. You're doing that through the vehicle of fasting. And then God is going to reveal the secrets to you that you need to know, glory be to God, and then give you an open reward. Let me tell you something. God will not only reveal to you the secrets of other people's. God revealed to you, amen, the stuff, amen, that you've hidden from yourself. We got secrets. We done lied to ourselves for years. We done lied to other people for years. We living a lie. Huh? And fasting will bring you to that confrontation with God. Amen. Where God got to reveal to you the secrets of your own heart. And through fasting, you see yourself. And then you got to humble yourself and ask God to forgive you. Because you didn't even realize yourself that your life was a secret, eh? Because you've been living a lie. Ooh, oh my God, Suki, I'm about to shout up in here. All right, as I close this one, Ooh, God, my God, my God. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. How do we enter into this secret place to meet the revealer of secrets for the secrets of life? Very simple, through the secret of fasting. Fasting is a secret, baby, because ain't nobody talking about it much. They say they fasting, they ain't fasting. It ain't no true fast. Get the meal, and that was half-hearted. That was half-hearted. Nah, mm-mm. It wasn't no true fast, as our sister Annette came and shared with us on Saturday. It wasn't no true fast. Mm-mm. Fasting is a secret. The secret for a lot of Christians is a secret. We're not talking about fasting going on no hunger strikes, or we're not talking about fasting to lose weight. We're talking about fasting, abstaining from food, amen, for spiritual purposes, amen, glory be to God. Fasting is a secret. Moses entered into that secret place. I want to close with, I'll share it with you, Daniel. Let me just close and show you a couple verses on Moses. Because Moses entered into that secret place. And he received the tablets written by the fingers of God. Glory be to God. We see in Deuteronomy 9 and 9, when I came up to the mountain to receive the tablets of stone, the tablets of the covenant that the Lord have made with you. I stayed on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. I ate no bread and drank no water. Then we see in Exodus 24:18, then Moses entered the cloud as he went on up the mountain, and he stayed on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. Then we see in Deuteronomy 9 and 18, then once again I felt prostrate before the Lord for 40 days and 40 nights. I ate no bread and drank no water because of all the sin you had committed doing that which was evil in the Lord's sight, and so arousing his anger. Beloved, we see here three different times. That's 120 days, 40 times three. Moses fasted. Now, you think your 21 days something? You think your 21 days to do something, but you skipping one meal? Huh? How about 40 days with no food and no water? Three different times. But what happened, beloved? He entered into the secret place. He got right in it. You talking about going deeper? And what did he get an open reward? He came out with the tablets of God, written by the fingers of God. Do you want anything in your life that's written by the fingers of God? Do you have a need in your life for anything written by the fingers of God, blessed by the hands of God? Then you got to get into the secret place so God can give you the secret. That secret formula, that secret book, that secret invention, that secret idea. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Whatever the missing piece is that's going to bring everything together. Whatever that missing piece is that's going to take you to a higher realm in him, a higher dimension, a new place in God. You're not there yet because you're missing the secret ingredient. Glory be to God. That secret ingredient, amen, that'll make, amen, your KFC, Dr. Colonel, what's it, Colonel Sanders, huh? How did you make all this? Because he had a secret ingredient. Who's to say that didn't come from God? Baby, let me tell you, I don't know about you. Crave to be in the secret place to meet the revealer of secrets. Help us, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God for the secret place. There is a place in God. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, hallelujah, we get to that secret place. Amen. When we humble ourselves. Through prayer and through fasting. Hallelujah. We go a little bit deeper. And we would deny ourselves. And say, Lord, I got to have you. For your glory. For your glory. I will do anything. Just to see you. To have you as my king. Hallelujah. Thank God for the secret place. Fasting reveals God's secret. Some of you need to know right now where that money at. some of you need some money right now. Huh? And you need it. Guess what? The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. You need that idea. Whatever you need, you need it. You need it. You need it. There's some needs in your life. We need stuff we don't even know we need. You don't even know you need it right now. Got to give it to you before you discover that you even needed it. Hallelujah. But beloved, fasting, amen, it's going to help us to get there. Aren't you happy about it? Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we want to say thank you for the word of God on today. We want to say thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for the secret place in you. Father God, where you are a revealer of secrets. Father God, not only, Father God, will you reveal your secrets to us, you will reveal other people's secrets to us, as you did with Daniel. Father God, who in the world can reveal somebody else's dream? And then you will reveal to us what's in our own hearts. Oh, Father God, hallelujah, that we might confess our sins and turn. Oh, Father God, we say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you. Father God, thank you for this time of fasting. Oh, thank you for making it easy. Thank you for helping us to be a true fast, helping us to press into the secret place and the deep place with you. Father God, we say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. All right, saints. Hallelujah. To Today, amen, our corporate petition is going to be the homeless and the hungry. The hungry and the homeless. You may have a house. Miss three mortgage payments. Get sick. One sickness can drain all your millions. One sickness. All right? I don't care how much Medicare you got. One sickness can drain you. People lose their jobs, can't find another job. Your savings account can drain. Oh, it took you a long time to build it up, but guess what? It ain't going to take you long to drain. And you miss three mortgage payments. You miss one or two payments on your rent. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, beloved. Hallelujah. We have to thank God. We have to thank God, amen, that there is a roof. Even if your house is paid for, skip your taxes. Get to a point where you can't pay your taxes, which is sad because a lot of our senior citizens worked real hard to pay their houses off, left the house to the children, and the children couldn't have the money to pay the probate taxes, the house that mommy and daddy paid for. See, instead of building a trust, see, I try to talk to people, but people don't want to listen to you. People don't want to listen. This is what I try. This is what I do a couple hours a week, maybe 2 or 3 hours a week, not much. Amen. It's a way you can set that thing up, glory be to God. Amen. Where that house, amen, will always be there for your family. See, even when they can't afford the taxes, because if you have a trust, you avoid probate taxes. See, but God's people perish for a lack of knowledge. So anyhow, what I'm saying is, because you got a house today, but by the grace of God don't mean you're going to have a house tomorrow. So what we want to do, a lot of people are in that situation, living in shelters, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We want to pray for them. We want to pray for them. We're not going to say they was ignorant, they should have did this and they should have did that, and it's true, they should have, but it's a lot of things we should have did we didn't do either. All right, so this is our prayer petition on today in Jesus' name. All right? All right, and we at what? Sunday is the last day. I'll give everybody instructions on Thursday how we're going to break the fast. We always like to break the fast with a prayer and a blessing. And it's ending on a Sunday, so that's a little tricky, but the Holy Spirit is going to show me what to do. Amen, in Jesus' name. All right, meet us at the altar of prayer today. Amen, at 12 o'clock, and then back at 9 o'clock as we pray. Amen, and let us persevere into the secret place. Amen, with God. Amen and amen. Father God, we say thank you for the service today. Thank you for the word. Thank you for us continuing, Father God, in prayer and in fasting. Father God, we ask that you remember the homeless. There's a lot of people homeless, a lot of people near homeless. Father God, living in the streets, living in the shelters, living in people's houses. They don't want them in there. They just feeling sorry for them. They mistreating them, Father. Oh, glory be to God. Renting somebody's basement with the rats running around. Father God, some people are in a bad situation. But you know, because even Jesus himself was born in a manger. They had no room at the inn for him. They couldn't even give him the comfort of a hotel, motel room. Had him born on the outside. So, Father God, you know. You do know. And we pray for these men and women, boys and girls everywhere, all around the land, that are living in such conditions. Stomachs are hungry, not just Father God, hallelujah, in those third world countries, but all around the world, even in the United States, Father, where food stamps, I hear, is so easy to get. You still got hungry people. And so, Father God, this is our prayer request today, that you would remember them in Jesus' name. Thank you. Bless everyone, Father God, that is fasting, consecrating. Make it easy for them. Make it easy, make it easy, make it easy that we will give you a true fast. Because if it's not true, Father God, it don't even matter. So The Muslims fast. They fast 40 days for Ramadan. And a lot of other religions fast too, Father God. So we might as well go with them if it's not going to be a true fast. Thank you, Father. Thank you. We bind absolute every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today, Father. Order our steps. Lead us, guide us, direct us, and instruct us. And we say thank you. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death. We cancel it and decree and declare that Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen and amen. God bless, God bless, God bless. Everybody walk in the blessings today. Amen. And we'll be back with you. Amen. Tomorrow morning, Lord's willing, starting at 5 a.m. Amen. On social media. Amen. And then back here at 6 a.m. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you for allowing me to serve you on today. Pastor Alfreda signing.
yielded him your body and your